Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hundreds of thousands of people who live in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Laura. The backbone of the state's power grid suffered catastrophic damage. And Governor John Bel Edwards says some areas are so damaged, the power grid will need to be rebuilt from the ground up. At a news conference yesterday, the governor also warned of the dangers of trying to restore power and other services during the record-breaking heat.
Without there being adequate water service in some areas, certainly not the air conditioning and so forth, it is imperative that people take frequent breaks and make sure that they don't get overheated.
The governor also said power in the northern and central parts of the state could be restored in a few days, but for residents in southwestern Louisiana, it could take longer. Lulu Henderson is a resident of Lake Charles, and she and her husband live in a mobile home community there, and she joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
How are you and your family right now?
We're doing good. I know I'm still in shock a little bit about everything that's been going on the past few days.
I can imagine. I mean, you moved to Louisiana from Dallas, Texas, about a year ago. This is the first hurricane you've ever experienced, and I understand that you and your family were intending to ride out the storm in your mobile home, but decided to go to a hotel once the hurricane got stronger. That had to be terrifying.
As it got closer to the time of the storm, it went from a voluntary evacuation to a mandatory evacuation. So that kind of, that was really scary.
Absolutely. What's the status of your mobile home right now? Have you been able to go back and retrieve some of what's left?
Well, it's hard getting into Lake Charles because most of the streets are not passable. There's nothing but landlines. We've seen semi-trucks being entangled. It's literally like one road to get in and out. The community next to us, most of their homes were destroyed. The community where we live in, all of the homes are off of their foundations, so they're not livable at this point. We can't really assess the real damage of it because we can't go inside of our home for fear that it's going to completely slide off of its foundation. But my husband was able to retrieve a few of our items so that we could go in there.
What was he able to get?
We were able to get a few more clothes, personal items like, pictures, some heirlooms, my dad's vinyl records. It's kind of hard when you have to leave the rest of your items in your home.
I'm sorry, Lulu.
It's hard to see that. You're thankful for your life and everything, but at the same time, it's hard to know that you're going to have to start all the way over.
Mm-hmm. Have you and your family been able to find a place to stay since the hurricane hit? I know you were at a hotel.
It's hard. We're so thankful for everybody that's coming into the city, but they pretty much booked up all the rooms for like all the different people who are coming in to try to get the city back stable again, because like I said, there's no power in Lake Charles anywhere. We had to drive 3 hours away from our home to find somewhere to stay.
Where are you staying?
We're staying in Marksville, Louisiana, with my in-laws. So that's a 3-hour drive back and forth. Before we even go into Lake Charles, we have to make sure that we have gas, because there's no gas in Lake Charles. And then there's long lines.
Mm-hmm. There's also this oppressive heat and the possibility of a spike in coronavirus cases. What do you want people outside of Louisiana to know about what you and your neighbors are going through right now, your greatest need?
We need people to come and help. Like, it's a lot of elderly people who have trees in their yards. There's people coming in, but they're charging people to cut their trees. We need gas, work gloves, trash cans, trash bags, bug spray, because in the heat is like unbearable. So ice, you know, chest with water and ice in it, you know, gallons of water, bottled water, diapers for the kids. The Red Cross and everybody is giving those kind of things, but they're not giving you like gas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get around. So if people can bring those kind of things, or they're willing to come down and really volunteer their time, don't take advantage of a person's situation by charging them. Because a lot of us can't get access to our ATM and our bank account. If you're going to come and volunteer, come and volunteer out of the goodness and the kindness of your heart.
Lulu, I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this. And I really thank you for sharing your story and really this call for help.
And like I said, if anybody wants to come down and help, you will not be turned away with your help.
That's Lulu Henderson of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and my best to you and your family. Please take care of yourselves.
Thank you so much for having me.